Mind Fog, a Fallout 4 diary. October 28th, 2287, diary entry number 5. One of the first things they teach you in the Army is that mistakes can cost lives. Well, Preston and I almost made a tactical error that could have taken out the rest of the Minutemen. I don't know what we were thinking, setting everyone up in a couple open buildings with nothing more than a few turrets and watchstands between them and the mutated creatures and dregs of humanity out there. I could blame Preston all I wanted if something happened to June, Marcy, Sturgis, and Mama Murphy, but deep down, I know I'd have been responsible. I've done a lot of heavy lifting since I met up with these folks, and Preston seems to be looking at me as his lieutenant or something. It wasn't my intention to be the Minutemen's guardian angel, but if I hadn't gone looking for Muttfruit by the riverbank a few days ago, I could have been the cause of their destruction, or at least a party to it. I don't know how I could have lived with that. Just as a side note, I realize I kind of launched into this diary rather quickly, and I haven't taken time to lay out in any detail exactly who I am, or where I'm from, or how I actually got into that icebox, as Mama Murphy called it. I'm going to make an entry about that soon, so if someone who finds this diary someday wants to understand what happened, they'll have a little more perspective. For now, it's probably helpful to know that the northern and western perimeters of Sanctuary Hills are bordered by a small stream, then some high-rolling mountains behind that, the kind that you find all over New England. The hiking areas out and back of our development aren't the steepest, but the terrain is a combination of jagged, exposed chunks of granite that can reach as high as a house, and then fairly heavy undergrowth elsewhere. It's rough if you're breaking trail, but it's that rugged, brush-covered rough, not hiking the Rockies rough. Sanctuary Hills is one of the farthest suburbs outside Boston, and just beyond, it's mostly wilderness until you start hitting smaller towns out towards the Berkshires to the west, or the cities of southern New Hampshire to the north. At least it was before we went into the vault. Along the eastern side of Sanctuary Hills is a reservoir, and its outlet circles around the development's southern border, which can be crossed by a footbridge that leads to Concord. So 3 mornings ago, I was on the northeastern border by the reservoir looking for some plants that we might be able to transplant into our garden, when I heard some gunfire in the distance. Several shots, maybe 6 or 7. It was far enough away that I didn't think whoever it was shooting at me, but it was close enough that I ducked down behind some brush for a while and stayed on high alert, just scanning the area up ahead for any signs of movement. I stayed like that for maybe 10 or 15 minutes. The only sound was the brook trickling off the northwest edge of the reservoir, and the wind whistling through some bare branches above me. I slowly made my way towards where I thought the gunshots came from, and eventually saw a woman next to a small raider camp against a hill by an outcropping of granite. It was a good place for a camp. She was tucked away kind of into a corner, and had probably been there for a while. I looked back towards Sanctuary Hills and could easily see one of the farthest houses away from my own on the edge of the development, the one we had set up with a generator and beds. She had to know we were there, as she would have seen the lights when the sun went down. I wasn't about to murder someone in cold blood, but I got a sinking feeling in the pit of my stomach, thinking that the enemy was this close to sleeping bodies who didn't have a clue what was out here. We had set up patrols, but with 6 people in all, and with the amount of ground we had to cover to make a full sweep, it would have been easy for someone to slip in and cut a few sleeping throats before anyone knew what happened. What the hell had we been thinking? I started to back away, thinking I was going to discuss the situation with Preston, when I tripped on a log and tumbled backwards on my ass. It made enough noise that the woman raised her pistol in my direction and yelled that she knew I was there and not to come any closer. God damn it, what now? Was she bluffing? Maybe she didn't know I was there. Maybe she just said that whenever she heard something snap in the brush. She slowly started moving closer to me in firing stance. I stayed absolutely still. Then I heard the pistol go off and a bullet cut through some brush to my left. I quickly grabbed my own pistol and aimed for her chest, fired off a few rounds, and down she went. I laid back in the leaves and took a few deep breaths, trying to calm my nerves. Then I slowly got up and carefully stepped through the brush over to her body. She had some jet on her, which I took from Mama Murphy. Hopefully I could get it to her without Preston noticing. I stepped over her and walked onto her camp. There wasn't much there, and it seemed as if she had been alone, along with some assorted river fruits, was a mattress, a campfire, and a couple mannequins that looked like they were from the Museum of Freedom. What the hell were they doing all the way up here? Maybe keeping her company? I wondered if it was possible that there were more camps like this around. Then I looked past the reservoir and realized Sanctuary Hills appeared perched like a little town on a hill. It may have been surrounded by water and bordered by mountains, but it was certainly visible. Not the best place to build a semi-permanent camp. And the way it was set up now? Well, unless and until we could figure out a way to get more people there, we were pretty much sitting ducks. I quickly went back and explained to Preston and Sturgis what had happened, and that we needed to shrink our footprint here significantly if we had any expectation of surviving. People would come to take what we had. We needed to expect it, and we needed to be ready for it when it happened. I had literally dodged a bullet, and that event might just have saved all of us. We decided not to panic June, Marcy, or Mama Murphy. Instead, we just noted that we had done some strategic planning and realized that the area we were trying to protect with just six people was simply too large of a space. Over the next 2 days, we scrapped most of the leftover metal from the remaining houses, gathered up some fallen trees, cut down some others, and started to build a more easily defensible structure, a place where we could all sleep together in one building and store materials. In short order, we had a small two-story house with an open platform on the top, where we could see for at least a mile or two in every direction. It wasn't much to look at, but I felt a sense of relief just gazing at it, knowing it was a solid start towards making sure we'd all be ready if someone or something tried to sneak up on us. We even moved the generator to the top under a canopy and hooked up our lights. After the sun went down, we noticed a small wooden house or some kind of shack not far to the north, along with two more camps to the southwest that we're going to have to check out. It seems the enemy was just over every hill, across every stream and river, and we hadn't even known it. We had been out in the open, thinking that by simply leaving Concord and moving north, we were moving into safety. Nothing could have been further from the truth. I wondered if there were more people like us out there, good people who just wanted to be safe, who just wanted community and to rebuild our lives. But am I a good person? That day by the river, I killed someone. I killed someone who hadn't come to attack us. I killed someone who probably could have crept into Sanctuary Hills that first night if she had wanted to, and who could have taken us totally by surprise, but she hadn't. Maybe she saw Preston's laser musket and thought better of it. Maybe she just wanted to live by herself, tucked against the mountain and the granite wall in her own little place. My head started spinning. No, she had shot first. She had told me to stay where I was, and I had done exactly that. I hadn't moved any closer. There was no reason for her to shoot at me. I tried to put the issue to rest and just think about tomorrow. Maybe I'd make another try for that energy weapon in the vault, now that I was getting the hang of this Pip-Boy. But that would be tomorrow. Tonight, I was grateful to be alive. Tonight, there were six of us, hunkered down in our new digs. I said a quick thank you to the gods for the close call I got a few days ago that may have saved us all.